Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to Day 12. We're going to talk today about making sure that you have a long, productive life as a writer. Not because you've stuck with it and you've conquered the longevity problem through sheer force of will and discipline and managed to write every day and stick with it in the face of impossible odds, but because you don't die in the process or get crippled. Those are the two big risks you run as a professional writer. Deep vein thrombosis is a bad thing, and the longer that you're sitting in one position, the higher your risk over the course of your life becomes for heart disease, stroke, and aneurysms. And the reason for this is that the large muscles in your legs, particularly, move a lot of blood. They help your heart out as it pumps blood around your body, because every time they move, they're compressing and they're pushing that blood through the system. If they sit still for too long, not only is your heart doing extra work, but as you know from having had cuts and watched what happens to blood when it sits still for too long, your blood will begin to form clotting matrices when it's stuck in one spot. So if you're being completely inactive, particularly in a sitting position where you're putting crimping pressure on your veins and whatnot, your blood is just going to start to get stickier, and it's not going to flow around your body as well. And in the long run, you're going to be increasing your risk for some very nasty forms of death, or some very nasty forms of life, because you could have a stroke and lose the part of your brain that allows you to write, which would kind of suck. So getting up to move around just to go to the bathroom even every 40 to 60 minutes is a really, really good thing to do. And it dovetails very well with what we were talking about yesterday with a marathon versus many sprints. If you're a marathoner, not to abuse the metaphor, make sure that you stop at the water stand and rehydrate from time to time so that you don't fall over dead before the end of the race. The amount of writing time you have in your life could be drastically compressed by the way you approach your writing time day to day, and it's something to keep in mind. Now, the other more immediate danger that you run as a writer is crippling repetitive stress injuries. And these come because you're sitting at a desk, you're typing on a keyboard, you're using a mouse all the time. And especially, you're doing these things all the time. And when you're not doing these things, if you're like most people, you spend a great deal more time, either at work or for recreation, in front of a computer or on a phone or a tablet, moving those little fast twitch muscles in your arms and generally abusing the hell out of your wrists. And if you let that go on long enough and you don't do some basic maintenance on your wrists, you can get crippled to the point where you can't type, where you're in constant pain, where you need surgery. And surgery sucks because it'll take you out of the writing game for weeks. This is not something you want to do to yourself. And I speak from experience. I had a keyboard with a bad spacebar once, and after writing And Then She Was Gone, which is the first novel in my Clark Lantham mystery series, I was so bound up from having to hit that spacebar hard, God knows how many times in the space of a month, that I literally could not move my arms well enough to turn on the ignition in my car. And it was only because I had a friend who was a massage therapist who was willing to come over every day for the next week and work my arms out for 2 or 3 hours at a stretch that I was able to get my mobility back before the injuries had scarred enough to make me require surgery. And she gave me the stretching routine that I later checked out with my doctor, and the doctor said, yes, this is not mumbo-jumbo, this is seriously important. So here's what you do. It starts with the ergonomics. You want to be typing and writing in as close to a resting position as possible. If you're having to exert muscular force in order to reach your keyboard or reach your mouse or do any of the things that you're doing at that computer, and you're having to hold positions that require a little bit of work, over the course of hours, that is going to really hurt you. You're putting a tremendous load on muscles in ways that they're not designed to hold. You want to be setting yourself up in a resting position without pressure on the nerves in your elbows. If you're using armrests, they're nerves that run right through your elbows. You don't want to be putting pressure on those nerves, so you want those to be on very soft surfaces, or you want them to be hanging free. You want the keyboard to be low. You want the screen to be high so you're not having to hunch over and look down, because you can also get repetitive strain injuries in your neck, and those are really bad. They can lead to migraines. And do you really want to get to the point where you need neck surgery in order to be able to write? I don't think so. I certainly don't. You want your hands in the resting position on the keyboard to be close to flat. You don't want to be bending back or down at the wrists. You want to be loose and relaxed and just in a neutral resting position. Typing on your laptop on your lap is not going to get you very far for very long. It's great for a stopgap if you're on a business trip or something and you still want to get your words in. But if I was you, I would invest in an ergonomic keyboard. There's a bunch of different sorts, and which one you pick is going to depend a lot on your natural resting position and how you have the rest of your workstation set up. For me, the Gold Touch keyboards are wonderful because you can split them and rearrange them all sorts of ways. There's other people that use vertical keyboards. They're very, very easy on the wrists, but they're a little harder on the upper arms, and they do take work to get used to. Then there's the keyboards that are cupped so that your fingers can dangle loosely. Whatever you do, you want a keyboard that does not require a lot of force to move the keys. Even if you're a hard typist, you don't want to have to type really hard. You just want to be able to type at your natural pecking speed and force and not have to exert anything extra. This means if you're a soft typist, you want a soft touch membrane keyboard with very, very small key travel. If you're a hard typist, you're going to want a clicking keyboard or a hard touch keyboard that has longer key travel. These are all things you want to keep in mind because you want to adapt your tools to your body rather than the other way around. Because, and this is the important part underlying all of this, you want to adapt your tools to your body rather than the other way around. Mouse, keyboard, sitting position, desk, all of it's expendable. You can get all of it for fairly cheap. In fact, the desks you can get or cobble together for free if you're on a really thin budget, which I've done from time to time. With the end goal of setting up something that fits the way that you naturally sit when you're resting. And keep in mind that as you grow older, as you gain and lose weight, as you have injuries or develop different physical hobbies, the way that you hold yourself when you sit to write or stand to write are going to change, and you're going to have to adapt your ergonomic setup from time to time over your life, just as you're going to have to adapt all these other things from time to time over your life. Your writing speed, whether you're doing marathons or sprints, all of these things are affected by different things everyone goes through at different stages in life. So you want to pay attention, and pay attention to those wrists. As you're typing, even with the perfect ergonomic setup, you're going to feel them get tight from time to time. You're going to want to crack your knuckles. You're going to want to roll your shoulders. Every 5 to 10 minutes, press your fingertips against each other. Interlace your fingers. Push everything out. Give your elbows a good stretch. Roll your shoulders back and forth against each other, pinching the top of your back together. Roll your neck side to side. Look up, look down. Keep everything mobile. Don't let yourself atrophy in one position or another. Doing this regularly, and by regularly I mean a few times an hour, will help keep you loose and nimble, and if you combine that with daily minor exercise, even walking a few blocks every day, to keep your blood pumping and your muscles loose, you're going to have a much longer and less painful writing life. What we do isn't just all between our ears. It's hard on the brain, and good for the brain, but it's also hard on the body, and you want to take care of your body, or it's going to stop being able to act as a proper life support system for your brain, and you're going to lose creativity to injury, to more illness than you might otherwise have, to your brain managing pain that you're in. Low-level pain that your conscious mind blocks out can really wear you down and kill your creativity, so also pay attention to your fatigue level. Make sure you get enough sleep, make sure you get enough fluids, make sure you stay mobile, make sure you stay as fit as your lifestyle would otherwise allow, or even prioritize fitness more than you ever have before, and take care of yourself so that when you're in your 80s and 90s, like Jack Williamson and Lawrence Block, you'll still be turning out stories that turn people's heads, make them think, give them a few hours of delight, and make them say your name to their neighbors. Because then, you'll have the longevity it takes to be the kind of writer who might just be remembered in a couple of 100 years. I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2015 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.